Boulder County Farmers Market is expanding into winter food offerings through its Winter Market Share program. This winter, farmers market lovers can continue their support of local farmers and small businesses through the first annual Winter Market Share program. The program will be available in Longmont, Boulder, Lafayette, and Denver, but only to 200 customers. Slots are limited, a news release from the Boulder County Farmers Market states. Those signed up for the program will can expect either a vegetarian or meat-friendly share each week. Some options include salad greens, potatoes, winter squash, farm fresh eggs, locally raised pork, beef or chicken, quinoa and more from local farmers. Shares will also include specialty products such as coffee, hot sauce and bread. Customers can expect to see a rotation of local farmers and producers throughout the season, said Frankie Ryder, communications manager at Boulder County Farmers Market. Spots in the Winter Market Share program are available until November 20 and distribution will begin the week of December 5, pausing the last 2 weeks of December for the holidays, the news release states. The program will run until the week of February 6. The schedule for pickup is as follows. Boulder, pick up Wednesdays from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the parking lot on the corner of 13th Street and Canyon Boulevard. Longmont, pick up Sundays from 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. at the Boulder County Farmers Markets Warehouse, 1821 Left-Hand Circle, Unit D. Lafayette, pick up Thursdays from 4 o'clock and 5:30 p.m. on the corner of East Simpson Street and Michigan Avenue. Denver, pick up Sundays from 10 o'clock to 11 a.m. at the Source and Rhino parking lot, 3350 Brighton Boulevard. SNAP customers are invited to participate in the program with rates reduced to $240 from $360 per week for a small share, which feeds 1 to 2 people, or $320 from $480 for a large share, which feeds 3 to 4 people. Our goal for the Winter Market Share is to provide our community with an easy way to support local farmers and producers throughout the winter months. Small, independent farms and businesses aren't always the most profitable businesses, and yet they are a pillar of our local food scene, Ryder said,